Welcome to Season 3 of the Peace Signs Podcast, stories of peace, justice, and faith from Penn State University. Brought to you, as always, by Third Way Collective. We're in D.C. this week for spring break with our friends from Lutheran Campus Ministry, Wesley Penn State, and Westminster Presbyterian Fellowship. These are the stories of the students and leaders who are experiencing this trip.
My name is Casey Cook. I guess the African-American Museum of History and Culture, because when my mom and I were talking about what we were going to do on this trip, I asked her about it, and she said, oh no, there's no way, you have to get tickets months in advance. And then yesterday, I found out that we were going, and I was super, super psyched. And as I was going through the exhibit, I was thinking about her, and I actually didn't get to go to any of the bottom three floors, and so I'm really hoping to be able to come back this summer and go with her.
Hi, my name is David Falk, and I think there were a lot of things that were powerful for me today, but in particular, I felt a sense of cognitive dissonance between my experiences at the Smithsonian Museum of African American History and Culture and my experiences in worship this evening. So at the museum, I learned a lot about some uncomfortable histories of the relationships between religion and African Americans in the United States, but in particular, the role that Christianity has played, which has sometimes been, you know, the religion of the oppressor. It's been a religion that has been, you know, its sacred books. The Bible has been used as a way to justify slavery, as a way to, you know, enforce certain ideas of how certain people should act. And at the same time, language from the Bible, especially the journey of the Israelites out of Egypt, has also been an inspiration for African spirituals and gospel music. And so there's a strange duality where it's a language of oppression and a language of deliverance, this one religion's tradition. It was kind of a strange experience this evening in worship to be hearing music sung by three African-American singers that were singing the song Go Down Moses about deliverance from oppression. When I'd also seen like how the reason many African Americans in this country are Christian is because they were forced to by slave owners. So that was a strange experience to me and something I'm still reflecting on.
I'm Owen Woodruff. I'm a senior right now at Penn State. My highlight was definitely the National African American Museum of Culture and History. I don't know, there was just a lot to take in from all of it. You know, I feel like I got a pretty good comprehensive, like, education compared to the state of public education talking about, like, African American history, period. It was difficult to see, you know, how much African Americans have struggled and suffered, and it really made me question my whiteness and, you know, all the privileges that I've been afforded with that. And, you know, that I have to do more to use that whiteness to break down the privileges that it gives me in this society.
Hi, my name is Ben Weidman. Today, the thing that stood out to me was the arc of progress and how it doesn't always move in an upward direction, but that there are setbacks along the way. It was something that I hadn't considered a whole lot, but watching the way that history is presented at the African American Museum of History and Culture, it was powerful to watch some of that story unfold.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.